I'm attending the Corn Utilization Technology Conference taking place in St. Louis, Missouri, and visiting with one of the folks who was up as part of a presentation today. And I have with me Maloud Araba, and I know you work for Syngenta. Tell us what you do.
Yeah, I'm head of technical services with the Enogen group within Syngenta.
Now, that's what I kind of caught my eye when I saw the word Enogen. There are people who may or may not be fully aware of what Enogen is, but certainly something that you've developed and really, I guess, has taken off very well.
Yeah, yes, it has. Enogen is an enzyme technology. It's an enzyme, amylase, that is engineered in expressing corn and has been used in the dry grind ethanol industry for the last 3 years.
I know that you've been working with Quad County Processors on a project or projects. Talk about how this has been really important to them in the work they do, especially in the area of creating ethanol for a variety of purposes, including mixing with our fuel.
Yes, we've had a very good partnership with QCCP or Quad County Corn Processors. As a matter of fact, we've worked with them way back, even since 2009. They're some of the first ethanol plants that have used Enogen. And lately we have been working with them on the Cellerate process. And what the Cellerate process is a process that is enabled by Enogen to produce more ethanol from the corn kernel fiber portion. Thus allowing you not only to increase more ethanol, but also produce cellulosic ethanol, and at the same time still even improving yield, which tends to be usually it's a challenge producing more ethanol and maintaining ethanol yield. In this case, the combination of the two technologies, the Cellerate and the Enogen, allows you to do both, increase ethanol production while increasing yield, and at the same time producing cellulosic ethanol.
What were a couple of the key takeaways you wanted people to walk away with?
Well, I think it's a couple of things. One is right now the industry is the ethanol industry has done extremely well, producing close to 15 billion gallons of ethanol a year, and we know that cellulosic ethanol has always been something that the industry has been pursuing. And here's a very good opportunity to produce cellulosic ethanol and even more ethanol out of existing infrastructure, which is the dry grind ethanol, and existing feedstock. This is corn. So you don't have to go too far to produce cellulosic ethanol, produce more ethanol. So that's the major takeaway. And the process that we have, Cellerate, is one of the first ones actually to allow you to do that.
So I guess this is a kind of a win-win situation for not only the plant, the millers, the ethanol producers, but also the farmers that are growing the corn right nearby.
Absolutely. I'm glad you brought that up. This is one of those examples. Take Enogen as an example. This is not only you bringing value to the ethanol plant, you're bringing value to the farmer, the corn grower. And so in this case, you've turned the farmer into not only a corn provider, but also an enzyme provider. And so this is a, as we like to call it, a win-win-win, a win for the community, win for the farmer, and also a winner for, it's a win for the ethanol plant.
You probably had some Q&A. Anything that struck you that people were curious about when it came to talking about this?
I was pleasantly happy to hear that some positive comments about the process and how simple it is, and yet it leads you to the outcome that we see, and that just kind of reminds us that processes or technologies don't have to necessarily be complex to bring a lot of value.
Well, thank you very much for visiting with me here. I'm looking forward to seeing Enogen on a NASCAR level stage here in Iowa very soon. So I thought it was very timely to run into you guys. Again, we are here at the Corn Utilization Technology Conference, which we call the CUTC in St. Louis, Missouri. I'm Chuck Zimmerman reporting.